setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's a different kind of talk radio show. We're talking purpose, not politics. Your purpose, it answers the question, why am I here? And at a high level, you are here to make a contribution. You were created to fill a unique role in relationships and in work. And so we're going to talk about your work role, your work contribution. That contribution lies at the intersection of what you do best, that's your talent, the work you love to do, that's passion, and the results of your work that matter deeply to you, that's your mission, talent, passion, and mission, where they come together, that's your sweet spot, that's that contribution zone. And there are multiple careers and multiple jobs that you can engage in and continue to move up, and your sweet spot moves with you. This is where tremendous significance and meaning take place in our lives outside of our relationships, and we want you to be whole. So if that interests you, you're in a really good place. 844-747-2577 is the number. It's a caller-driven show, meaning it's your show. You've got the answers. You may not know it, but it's my job to dig them out. Now, coming up, I'm excited about this. After the half hour, about 25, 26 minutes from now or so, 27 minutes from now, I'm going to teach on the real social dilemma that social media is creating. Social Dilemma is a big hit on Netflix. Look at me confusing my platforms. And it's eye-opening. I've seen it. And they touch on a lot of good things and some things that are really, 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 really concerning. But I'm going to take it a step deeper. The real social dilemma with social media and how it is robbing your true identity and tamping down the real you. We'll discuss that coming up. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. Let's go to Dennis in Galloway, New Jersey. Dennis, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help today?
Hi. So I am a senior in college, mm-hmm. and I've been working as an operation manager for the past 2 years while in college. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to make a transition into the financial field. And I'm having a difficulty with that because most employment I get called for right now is on the operation side.
Okay. Well, but that's coming to you. Why? Why are you getting opportunities on the operation side versus on the financial side? You tell me. I know the answer, but I want you to say it.
Well, my resume is mostly on operation.
Right, but how many financial positions are you going after?
I'm going after a lot, but most of them, they all present me opportunity with commission base, and that doesn't align with my value and my mission right now.
Okay, help me understand. I think that's good to know, but explain that to me a little bit more. How does a commission only position not align with your values? Explain that to me.
Well, I wanted to help people build wealth and maintain their wealth and essentially getting out debt and, you know, able to build wealth and be successful and retire with dignity. The thing is, and for a commission-based job, I feel like it's going to be on me to push product on people to make a living for myself.
Great. Okay. I thought that was the answer, and Dave Ramsey would be very proud of you right now. Okay? That's a great answer. Because we have a program called SmartVestor Pros, where we vet these men and women who want to help people do the same thing that you're talking about, this long-term retirement and investment strategies. And, you know, when you are forced to sell a product and that's how you get your commission versus actually get commission off of the investments themselves and them winning, that's a real problem. And it's not the heart of a teacher. It's not the heart of a guide. And so you have that heart of a teacher and heart of a guide. So here's the thing. you've got to change your focus and your intention to only go after financial advisor firms that are like our SmartVestor Pros, where they're not pitching products. And your entire income, or a good portion of your income, or any of your income, is based on a product that you're pushing. And the good news is there are a lot of those places out there. And you can do that. So that's just a focus. Change your focus. I love your values, but don't go for those kind of gigs.
Yeah, that's why I've been turning down a lot of positions. I mean, I'm trying to go work for Vanguard, which is in Malvern, Pennsylvania. But I have not been getting luck. I mean, I'm in the process of editing my resume right now so that I can be able to be more appealing.
Now I'm going to give you, I get it. And I'm going to give you some tactical things that you can do that will work for you. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So the proximity principle, it's an idea that came from my journey, Dennis, because I had to start into broadcasting at the age of 33. I was not a youngster in that world, okay? And the proximity principle says, in order to do what Dennis wants to do, which is be a financial advisor, he's got to be around other financial advisors. He's got to be in places where financial advisors are, right? So that would be firms and things of that nature, and online communities and social media communities, and eventually maybe getting involved and helping out and volunteering with and shadowing a SmartVestor Pro or two in your area, which you can find at DaveRamsey.com. Within 30 seconds. So what you have to do is say, okay, I'm a senior right now, and I have X amount of time per week based on my other schedule and other requirements and things that are priorities that I can give. And so I want to go volunteer. I'll offer free work. I'll ask for opportunities to shadow. I will find out more about what requirements are attractive to these firms. So what online classes can you take, or certifications? What's the standard financial advisor certification process? Go ahead and start studying for that. Find out how much it costs. And you begin to take all those steps. Because as a senior in college, you've got a very impressive resume. And the operations is nothing more than this shows that he is very gifted at thinking, process-oriented thoughts, that operations is an attractive quality. All that experience you have is attractive, because a good money manager, a good advisor, needs to have a lot of the qualities that you have as an effective operations manager. True or false?
Yes.
All right. True. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang on the line, and Madison's going to give you whatever format of the book you prefer. I want you to read the book, which became a number one bestseller. So I took that idea that I just spit out to you, that the proximity principle says you got to get around people that are doing what you want to do and get in places where what you want to do is happening. It's people plus places equals opportunity. And Dennis, you're going to get opportunities before you graduate if you practice the proximity principle. So read the book chapter by chapter. I identify five people and five places that you need to look into and get around, get in, and opportunities are going to knock on your door. It works, but you got to do it. So read the book and do what I tell you to do. There's homework assignments after the end of each chapter, and you're going to get there. I promise. But start knocking on doors right away. Go to DaveRamsey.com and look up SmartVestor Pros in your area and find out who knows them, or go in and volunteer. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit BurstOralCare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's BurstOralCare.com. That's BurstOralCare.com. Coming up next segment, the real social dilemma that social media is creating. It's much deeper than just in our phones all the time. Oh, it's deep. It's really deep. And the folks at Netflix, the documentary, touched on a lot of good stuff. But I watched it, And it just reminded me of some things we've said here on the program before, but they bear repeating, and I'm going to get to that next segment. So I'm going to explain to you how the true social dilemma is how you are truly losing your identity. We'll get more into that coming up. 844-747-2577. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we talk about your purpose, not your politics. 844-747-2577. Let's go to the Hampton Roads area. My old stomping grounds, Norfolk, Virginia, is where Melissa joins us. Melissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Ken. I appreciate it.
You bet. What's up?
Well, I have a resume question for you. Mm-hmm. My husband is retiring from the military after 22 years,
okay.
And he is looking for a way to turn his military resume with all the military acronyms and all that good stuff mm-hmm. to civilian style mm-hmm. resume so that yep. he can apply for a job outside of the military.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, don't overthink this. In fact, I've actually got a great free tool for your husband. It's called the Resume Guide, and it's at kencoleman.com. And he can download it, read it, and then we actually have a template that goes with it. And so mm-hmm. it will guide him through how to make his resume look not just less military, but actually is going to look different than most people's resumes. And because he's going to also use the connection piece that we teach about in my book, The Proximity Principle, which again, we write a little bit about that in that PDF. Mm-hmm. It's going to give you most of the tools. But here's what you do with the acronym piece to drill deep into your question. You can use the acronyms if you want. But I would not. I would actually, acronyms are obviously are just, the first letter of the word, and I would actually spell that out. And what I would do is in saying, okay, this was the title, mm-hmm. but this was this, and I would break it down into two things: what he was responsible for, okay, and then the results of that. And that's what we walk through in my template. So as long as he just uses civilian words mm-hmm. to shed light on what he did and what he's good at, and using words that would match up with the job description he's going for. So without me knowing what he's going for, let's just assume that there's three or four unique positions all in the basic same line of work. And what he needs to do before submitting those resumes, and it would be a customized resume each time. It's a little bit more work, but it's much more effective. And so what I would want him to do is I want him to go read the job description. And as he's okay. reading the job description, they're giving the words that really matter to them, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what you would do is you take his experience from the military and how he would describe what he did and what he was measured on, and you match it up to the way they're talking about the position. Okay, so this is a rough example because I don't have real stuff in front of me. But let's say he was going for a operations position, operations manager, or something along those lines, right? And maybe in a manufacturing yeah. business or something. And his military experience, you know, he had direct, like, so he was an officer, or he led a team of six or seven or whatever, and there was a good bit of logistics work involved and planning and things of that nature. So he's got this vital experience that's very relevant, but instead of just describing it the way that he would describe it, he wants to look at that actual job description of that operations manager role. And if they're saying things like must have experience with collaborating with multiple different business unit heads to make sure that logistics and efficiencies are accomplished, blah, 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 whatever it is. So he sees the words they use and he goes, well, did I have any logistics background? And was I really, at the end of the day, how much of what I did was about efficiencies? And so then he kind of takes his experience as it is on his resume and he writes it in a way that matches up with the words, because he can go, I legitimately did, so I'm going to use their words.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's as practical as I can get on that. But I would use my template as a guide, okay, because it really works and it makes people stand out. But here's the thing I want you to encourage him with, because I get this call a lot. A lot of military personnel, women and men, feel like when they're leaving the military to go to the private sector that they don't have any transferable experience. And that's completely ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, that's what he's afraid of. He's afraid that he won't be able to take the positions that he's held and transfer them into relatable.
Give me two positions that he held. I'm gonna do the homework for you real quick. Give me the positions
held. Oh gosh, he was a financial manager for one of the military branches.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do.
He was also a legal officer.
Okay, great. So finance and legal. He had authority in both of those areas, finance and legal, correct?
Yes.
All right, so look, because he had authority, he's got leadership and management experience, yes or no?
Correct. Yeah, I believe
so. Yes, he does. No, you know he does. Of course he does. The finest organization in the world, United States military. Okay?
Right.
So he's got leadership and management experience in two fields, law and finance. Well, you take the experience of finance and law together, and this is a guy that you're talking about compliance jobs open up, logistical stuff, numbers, finance jobs. He's got so much experience. So here's what you need to do. Have him write out for himself just those two you gave me, but he's probably got more. But in every position he's held, have him write down the actual work he did, not from the military context, but just here's what I did. I managed budgets. I made sure that we hit budgets on time. I mean, I had to oversee purchasing. I had to oversee acquisitions, you know, whatever.
Right.
And he writes it all down. And then when he sees it like that, he's going to go, there's all kinds of jobs out there in the marketplace that need somebody like me. Do you see how that ends up?
Yes. Yeah, that I think will make him feel much more comfortable and a little more confident.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you need to, have him call me. It'll take about 3 minutes. For me to just walk through all of his stuff that he's done, and then I'll just have him all excited. But I think that's what you got to do. All right. You know what? Here's something that I realized last week, Melissa, on the YouTube show. I had a lady call in for her husband. I was like, when this is done, we post it immediately. Go have him watch what I said to you. So you know what you need to do? This is going to post this afternoon on our podcast feed, the radio show. And so all you got to do is wherever you listen to podcasts, go pull up today's show. And you, it's segment two. So it's going to be about 20 minutes in, and let him listen to what I just said.
Okay.
Makes life easy for you.
It does.
Yeah. That's why I'm here. Appreciate the call. And thank your husband, by the way, for his service. He's a great American. 844-747-2577. All right. Joe, I watched The Social Dilemma last week. Mrs. Coleman said, babe, we're watching it. And when she says something like that, my answer is, yes, ma'am. And so we watched it. And as a parent, it's troubling. As a human being, it should concern you. But as I am known to do, Joe, I watch something like that. And I don't just consume the information. I start to analyze it as well. And I go, what's going on here? And they touched on what I believe is the real social dilemma, but they didn't talk about it in the depth. And I'm about ready to unpack it. Because the real social dilemma that social media is creating in our world is absolutely devastating, but it's avoidable, and I'm not only going to tell you what the dilemma is, I'm going to tell you how to avoid it, how to get out of it. That's right. You don't want to miss that. We got to do a couple commercials, but I'm coming right back. This is The Ken Coleman Show. This is The Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. It is a show about purpose, your purpose. And we're going to focus on purpose and work because that's a huge part of who we are. We believe that you were created to work. In other words, created to contribute. It's not your sole identity, but a big part of what you were created to do. And all of us long to make a contribution, to do something that matters deeply to us. We're going to help you figure out what that is. There's multiple opportunities that lie at the intersection of your talent, what you do best, your passion, the work you love to do, and your mission, the results of your work that matter deeply to you. 844-747-2577. Before we get back to the phones, I've been teasing this, and I think this is really important, and I want to share something from not just my heart, but just a guttural passion to make sure that you hear what I need to say. And what I need to say is something you need to hear, and it is this. The real social dilemma that the Netflix documentary has, I think, attempted to highlight is not the addictive nature of social media or the depression and comparison problems that happen. All of that is true. But I think the deepest issue that social media has created in our society and around the world is this. Social media is changing the real you. It is confusing you. It is tamping down your voice, who you really are. And here's how it's doing it. Here are the two problems with social media. First is the very nature of it. It's always there. It's accessible. We can grab our phone. And the minute that we dive into whatever the social media platform is, we are now consumers, and we are consuming other people's ideas, opinions, expressions, but it's everybody else's. Could be just a simple news editor who wrote a headline, could be a blogger, a person of influence, could be friends and family, whatever. And whatever they're posting is what we are consuming. Now, here's how the brain works. When we consume this information, a lot of times we'll just rattle through as we're scrolling. Okay, I see that. I'm not dwelling on it. I see that. I'm not dwelling on it. Whoa. Stop. I'm going to dwell on that. Here's what happens. We know this from neuroscience. Immediately upon dwelling on a thought, not having a thought, but dwelling on it, it begins to shape the way we begin to see the world, and the way we think directly affects how we act. So we are consuming everybody else's thoughts many times before we formulate our own thoughts. This is why social media is so dangerous. Here's what happens. You haven't formulated a thought on something, and you see somebody else's thought on it, and you immediately step into the second problem that social media creates, and that is our desire to belong. There is a human element that is core to who we are, and it's essentially the desire to belong to a tribe. We want to belong. We want to belong to a tribe. And so when we read something from somebody else that we haven't formulated on our own, and we go, ooh, and depending on how much influence they have over us, changes how we then actually think. Let me give you a further example. So we get on social media, we see something trending, and we go, what is this? And I click on it, and I see all of these strong opinions and all these people, and I've yet to formulate an opinion. And all of a sudden I go, oh my, well, gosh, do I think that way? Do I feel that way? If I don't, why? Why don't I feel that way? And you're already on tilt, experiencing massive confusion. And you go, well, should I be over here? Should I be over there? What do I do? And you can't even formulate your own thought because you're so focused on, well, everybody else is saying this and everybody else is outraged about this and everybody else is doing this. So I'm in. Hashtag whatever everybody else is doing. And here's what happens. We begin to lose our identity. We begin to forget our voice, forget our thoughts, because we don't sit there and go, what should I do with this that I just consumed? We don't do that. We react. instinctively. Now, what I'm about to share with you, you can employ and you can make sure that that doesn't happen to you, that you don't lose your true identity and not stamp your true opinion and your true voice out because you're worried about everybody else is going to think and are they going to criticize you? Or, you know, are you going to be considered to be a jerk because you don't go along with everybody else? So there's four things you do. Number one, you can ignore it. You can decide, all right, I'm not dwelling on that. Something about that that feels gross, that feels wrong, that I'm just not. I'm scrolling. I see that. Yuck. I'm going to keep moving. That's ignore it. Number two, you could research it. Now, if you experience something, you're scrolling along, you see something, you go, huh. And you don't have an immediate reaction like I just described, a visceral reaction. You can say, okay, that's interesting. I don't have a visceral reaction. I'm not sure I'm there 100%. Maybe I'm 50-50. Maybe I'm 80-20. And I think I've got an opinion, or I think I know what I think and believe about this, but maybe I need to research it. And that's healthy. Research it. Understanding the opposite view is always a healthy thing to do as a human, because then you at least know where they're coming from. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with them. In fact, by the way, I have never seen a liberal convince a conservative to become a liberal. It's never happened. I've never seen a Catholic turn a Protestant, or whatever it is. You just pick it. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I'm saying I've never seen it. And let's be honest, very few of us are going to allow someone else to change our mind for us. So in this idea of researching something, understand that at least you're healthy. You're going, okay, I don't agree with you, but I do understand now where you're coming from and how you're formulating the opinion. And now we've not demonized somebody. We just go, you know what? Their experience is different. Thus, their perspective is different. Thus, their position is different. Duh. But nobody thinks that way. So that's why I'm giving it to you folks today. Third thing you can do is filter it. You don't need to research it because you actually know your opinion on it. You go, it doesn't square with me. It's not gross. I'm not angry about it. I just disagree. But there might be something in here like that understanding piece I just gave where you go, I'm going to filter this. Is there anything I can learn out of this? Is there a perspective that I've yet to see on this? And I'm going to filter it and I'm going to move on. And then finally, and this is the healthiest response of all about the social media pressure to be a part of the tribe or to go along with the hashtag gang. You could stop looking at social media to find your tribe. You stop looking at social media to find belonging. You stop looking to social media to find acceptance. And you say, you know what? This is who I am. This is the way I see the world. And thus, this is what I believe. And this is how I act. Who are other people out there in this gigantic, big old world that are very similar to me in those areas? That is a healthy tribe for me. Assuming it's not some obvious anti-humanity group. I guess I got to throw that out there in 2020. But I think you all get my point. You've got to stop allowing social media and social pressure that comes from social media. Because remember, social media and the media and then social pressure all build off of each other. And the reason we're in a big mess that we're in today in 2020 with all this fighting and nastiness, and we've forgotten that we're all human beings that long to do something that matters, and it really doesn't make much difference whether we're a Republican or a Democrat, liberal or conservative. We all want to make a difference in the lives of others. The reason we're in our place that we're in, because we're all afraid to offend each other. Because we're so worried about what everybody else thinks. Just be you. Be the best version of you. We need you. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues to bring you clarity so that you can confidently step out and courageously stay on the path to fulfilling your purpose in your work. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Olathe, Kansas. Erica joins us there. Erica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So I am a registered nurse, and I work in a clinic, and my path to nursing has not been the smoothest. So where I found the strength that I lie was in a clinic. I'm just at the point where my 3-year anniversary is coming up, and I've asked for additional training a couple times. And, you know, there's strengths that I have, like being relational with my patients. A lot of times I'm getting allergy injections, so I definitely spend a lot of time with patient care. Mm-hmm. But my concern is that I see a lot of people that get hired at my job since I've been there that are trained in additional stuff. And for me, I think back to my initial interview with that employer, with my current employer, and think, what did I want out of a job and what did I want out of a nursing career? And that was to continue to learn. And I just feel like I'm hitting that plateau. Mm-hmm. So like my husband and I have discussed about possibly moving, one for financial standpoint, because we live in an area where I kind of joke, we kind of bit off more than we can chew.
Okay.
So with a house, so that's a contemplation of, you know, looking at a career in a different area. So
yeah,
that's, you know, an option. Because we would have help with childcare, anticipating that. So
I like
and
it.
Really, like a couple weeks ago, when I initially wanted to talk to you, I was kind of toying with this. And then as that time has gone on, like I'm more and more thinking, you know, maybe this is something, this is a sign for time to move. I just don't know quite how to do it. So,
well, first of all, let me say that I think that this at least is a, I think it's a solid opportunity. That's why I said I like it. I like the opportunity for you to start fresh. And in one move, you don't just get to get into a better place where they're going to be excited about you and invest in you and train you. And you see a ladder as a nurse, but you also reduce your expenses and get help with childcare. That's a win-win-win. Check the box 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I like it on the surface, but what are you saying? When you say you don't know how to do it, can you be very specific? What do you mean by you don't know how?
So I have, when I said like my nursing career like started off a little rocky, it's most of your nursing jobs are in your hospital floor nursing. They want you to get that solid experience, which that's what I came into because I didn't have any medical experience prior to being in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime I did go into a hospital, like I had a couple opportunities where I tried it and I would get to like the end of the orientation period and, you know, my instructor, or my educator, or my manager would basically say, you know, I don't think that you're a good fit. And so I feel like hospital nursing has been the ultimate, like how I get experience to where I can go places. But, you know, I've also looked. So that's where I'm.
Do you agree? Do you agree that you don't have, that you're not a good fit in the hospital setting, or do you disagree?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I've struggled with, and I've kind of been following Delaney on this a little bit with the ADHD. I've been getting that figured out.
Oh, okay.
But then also, I just feel like there's a lot more stress that goes with the hospital nursing. As far as, you know, it could be just the area. So there's been a thought of possibly going into that where we would move because it'd be a little bit more rural. It's not quite as busy. So,
however, if you were in a clinic, but if you were in a clinic and you felt like you had the opportunity to move up, you wouldn't necessarily need the hospital environment.
Right.
Here's the
deal.
Don't overthink this. And I want, and that's why you laugh, because you know at the end of the day you're just overthinking this, and I get it.
Yeah.
I am a classic, Erica. Listen to me. I am like classic overanalyzer. So I can actually, I know where you're at. I feel it. I can hear it on the phone call. Here's the deal. Do you have my book, The Proximity Principle?
I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm going to give it to you. Madison's going to give you whatever format you want: audio, ebook, or hard copy. But here's the deal. Promise me you'll read it. I wrote it for somebody like you. This is going to take all the fear out of connecting, and you are an RN, which means you have a really strong network. And I want you to just look at all the possibilities, consider what it would take, stop thinking, and just start connecting dots, connecting with people. And I'm telling you, you do have what it takes. But listen, if that hospital environment isn't the best for you, be okay with that. But also, sit down with more people who do that. They'll encourage you and equip you. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. You are joining the conversation about working on purpose, doing something that you know you were created to do so you can contribute what you were created to contribute. This is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, I want to tell you about a great community that has developed out of this program. And it is the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. Just search that and click join, and you're going to immediately be in the middle of a group of special women and men who they're on the same journey. They want to do what they were created to do, and they're making progress. They're on the path in one of the seven stages of my path to meaningful work. And these folks answer each other's questions. It's kind of like watching the Ken Coleman Show on Facebook as they just answer each other on the comments. It's such an encouraging group. It makes me smile, warms my heart whenever I jump in there and just read the comments. They take great care of each other. It's a safe place for you. We monitor it. And go join that. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful community of folks on Facebook. Just search the official Ken Coleman community and join. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Dylan in Orlando, Florida. Dylan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm living the dream, Dylan. What's up?
Hey, now I just had a question pertaining, maybe I might be doing the wrong thing career-wise. I actually am 1099. I do stuff similar to warehousing, and I've been trying to find a career switch to something that's not 1099 anymore. And I've been offered a position. It is a pay cut, but it's with a reputable company that, you know, 6 months raises, everything. I just wanted to see if I get some clarity on maybe if I'm doing the wrong decision. I think it would be right because I don't go out of town anymore if I take this new position. Mm-hmm. And right now I go out of town, you know, 3 months out of every 4 months I'm out of town. Yeah. And I have a wife and son.
Yeah, well, I think you answered your own question, and I'm not going to poke too many holes in this. I think the only hole that might exist here is how big of a pay cut and how long before you would be able to get back to where you are or move past that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty somewhat sizable pay cut, but it's because in most of places, in my experience, they start lower and they work you higher. But the company has told me over and over they are growing and growing. They need to double what they're doing between now and 2026.
Well, so, okay, but let's get specific. Because in order for me to sign off on this as your buddy, as your friend, because I'm going to be your coach here, okay? That's what I want to do. I'm on your team. I don't have enough information on whether or not this is the right move. So let's be specific. Well, so how big of a pay cut is it?
I'm $10.99 for $20 an hour.
Yeah,
and this is a $16 an hour starting job, possibly, you know, a dollar raise in 6 months.
Okay, so let's say $4 an hour. Have you run the numbers on how that's going to affect your take home? And you can do this with a, you know, you can even talk to a good tax advisor on this. Yeah, but have you run the numbers and come up with a new budget and say, okay, this is how this is going to affect us. This is what it's going to mean. We're going to be making this much less each month, and that's going to affect our budget this way. Have you done that exercise?
Oh, yeah. I've thought about it 30 different ways.
Okay, good.
It's going to affect it.
Can you do it, though?
But I do have money to supplement for that.
Oh, great.
Until I get a raise back to what it's
supposed. Is that savings, or is that, what is that?
It's savings.
Is that your emergency fund?
You know, Yeah, I mean,
no,
it's
sir.
Pretty good.
No, I don't want you to touch the emergency fund. That's not smart.
Yeah, well, it's not like it's a low emergency fund, you know. It's a pretty sizable amount.
How much?
But
you got 6 months?
20,000.
Is that 6 months expenses? Is that five, three?
It's probably 8 months expenses.
Okay. I wouldn't go any lower than 6 months. You understand? So anything above six months, use that. And then what I'm going to challenge you on is there any other side work that you can do that would still allow you to be home more, right? But it will supplement that $4 hit.
Yeah, I mean, the company has told me this is what I'm going off at 16 an hour. They said probably working 50 hours a week, so 10 hours of overtime. And they said you can kind of get what you can get with work because they need it as much as they can.
Oh.
But I just didn't want to factor that in. I didn't feel like that was the right thing to do. With expense-wise, you know?
I agree. However, if it's a real opportunity and that extra 10 hours a week, that might make that with the overtime, that might make up the difference. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think you talk to the wife about that and go, okay, what's that going to look like? If I do pick up 10, or are you okay if I pick up 2 weeks out of the year, I pick up extra hours? I mean, the reason you want to move into this position is because your heart hurts and it's not been good for your family who you having to travel 3 out of every 4 months. So it's a real win and a real bonus with you getting, you know, out of that situation. So I think you and your wife, you have to talk about what you all feel good about. And then, yeah, I think you can take this job. I think you've done the homework. But please don't use any more of that emergency fund. The only reason I'm even cool with this is because you said you had 8 months worth, but I'd only, my point is I wouldn't touch it after 6 months worth. You just don't know what's going to happen. And
yep,
that emergency,
stressing about it.
Yeah, don't stress. I mean, I'd prefer you not touch any of it.
Yeah.
But if you got 6 months in the bank, that's fine. But I think if you pick up extra hours or whatever, and you guys really tighten up for 6 months, you guys can get through that. And then then you get that raise,
yeah.
and then you're back there. So yeah, I like this move. I think it's a good move for you.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I needed clarity, you know, switching from 1099 to tax every hour.
Yeah. Don't worry about that at all.
I do appreciate it.
You bet, man. I'm excited for you. So really tighten
for
up.
Sure.
Be disciplined right now. And it's for a season, and then things are going to get rocking again. So really excited for you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kevin in Commerce, Georgia. Kevin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good to talk to you, sir. It's an honor to speak to you today.
Well, the honor's all mine. What's going on?
Well, I'm creating a resume on a famous job-seeking website. I won't mention the name because I don't want to promote anybody here. But the thing is I've had a job that's been, I would have to list it 3 different times in order to show where I have worked there over the years. And I've had jobs in between that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't want to, I mean, I know that it's, you know, 6 to 8 seconds is all a prospective employer wants to spend on looking at a resume. He doesn't want to read 2 or 3 chapters of War and Peace.
You got it.
You know, so I keep it down. I try to keep it concise. And the position I'm applying for is a 40 to 60K a year job.
Okay. So what's the concern about having to list the fact that you did the same work? I mean, I'm not quite sure I understand. We got about 1.5 minutes. So tell me what the big concern is.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to cause any confusion listing the same job 3 times or listing the job 1 time that will only allow me to say, you know, one start time and one end time, and then go down further in my description of my duties and then say I work there.
Oh, okay.
These years,
so you,
those years
you,
and those years.
I gotcha. I got you. Well, I'm gonna do the work for you, actually. I'm going to answer this quickly, but Madison's going to make sure you have this information, okay? So I want you to use the Ken Coleman resume guide, which actually has a template, okay?
Okay.
And well, it's a PDF. It's free. You can download it, and Madison's going to get you to it, okay? But I want you to read it, do exactly what it says. But here's what I'm hearing you say. You've moved back and forth to that same job. You were here, then you came back. Then you went here, and you came back. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's correct, sir.
All right, that's fine. I don't think you have to give them every job you've ever done. In that resume guide, you'll see me point that out. So what I would do is focus on the relevant experience, and that's it. Don't worry about the timeline. And my guide's going to tell you exactly how to do that. So each time that you work that position, you don't need to list it 3 times on your resume is the answer. But I've got way more for you. Hang on the line. Madison's going to get you our resume guide, which is free at kencoleman.com. And it comes with a killer template that looks amazing. It makes your resume look different than anybody else's out there, unless you're a listener of the Ken Coleman Show. So good stuff, Kevin. Thanks for the call. All right. That music means it's almost time for me to go. But before I do, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.